Ask any High Plains gardener what their favorite fall flower is, and 9 times out of 10, they'll name the chrysanthemum. Numerous color choices, hardiness to fluctuating temperatures, and an ability to stand up to our infamous winds make them a near-perfect autumn garden companion. With a minimum of spring and summer care demands, if you have mums in your landscape, you've probably been enjoying their colorful cascades for several weeks now. And if you didn't get enough blooms from your established plants, you might have decided to add a few more by buying some potted varieties from the numerous garden shops and big box parking lots that offered veritable pyramids of bright autumn colors this year. But by mid-November, the mounds of orange, yellow, red, and bronze have pretty much had their say and look like they're ready to bid fond adieu. But if you aren't ready for a final goodbye, why not consider trying to recycle these fall mums into a bank of color for next year's fall show? Granted, most of next year's fall crop will make their way into your garden next spring in the form of fresh green mounds in 4-inch pots that will be sold by those aforementioned merchants. These you will dutifully plant in the spring, then trim back to keep them from forming buds throughout spring and summer until the last nipping of fall buds around July 4th. At that time, they'll be given license to grow, bud, and bloom with bursts of color in September and October. But this year, you can add to your chrysanthemum show by rescuing this year's mums and giving them some care and attention in order to help them survive the coming cold time. The potted plants you're going to recycle began life in commercial greenhouses last spring, with lots of tender, loving care in the form of water, light, and more than a single feeding of fertilizer to give them lots of zip, zing, and blooms the past 2 months. Now that they've spent their energy, they'll need to be put to bed in a flower bed, if they're still in their original plastic pots. Fall mums are running on empty, with root systems that are just juveniles and aren't yet mature enough to sustain much growth. Before you put them to bed for winter in a nice soft soil, make sure their new home has good drainage and gets 6 or more hours of sunlight. When planting, be sure to cut them back to about half their flowering height. Keep them well watered throughout the fall and lay on a light mulch to protect the root balls once cold temperatures settle in. Also, don't forget these newbies if we have one of our typical cold, dry winters. Water often if needed to keep those young roots from drying out. Given a well-timed autumn planting and a winter of shelter and water when needed, this year's mums can become next year's riot of autumn color, all the while making it easy on your gardening budget. And with some continual care of feeding, watering, and pinching back, they can become almost permanent residents in your flower beds. Just dig out the tired centers every 3 years and replant the healthy edges to keep your supply of colorful chrysanthemums coming.